I'll tell you who's there's a guy that loves his sports. Hockey, golf. Brett Tanner, how are you, my friend? And Happy New Year. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Great. Great. Where are you this morning, Brett?
I'm in Markham.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, living the dream.
Yeah, well, it's been Markham has been pretty good. It's been pretty good weather this whole winter. Have you gone away? Have you been to the Tanner Estates in Florida?
Only twice. We were finishing at a place up north, and just I feel for the people up north. I mean, these businesses relying on snow and. There really hasn't, we got a couple of dumps and it all happened in a week twice and then it went away.
Yeah, everything, like snowmobile trails, ski hills, it's all, a lot of people have been hammered through this.
All those restaurants.
Have you been golfing yet up in the tundra?
No.
No?
No, but and think about it, Fred and Brent, it's not just the ski hills, it's all those restaurants, it's all those other businesses surrounding it, the hotels.
Right.
On the one hand, because we were just talking about it, in Toronto, and I've lived in the city for half my life. There's always some courses, Brett, that will open later in March. But I don't recall a year when some of those GTA courses are starting to open now. It's very, very strange.
Well, I mean, I looked at the long range. It's going to start getting cold again. So we're going to get bit back a little. But it's like 16 degrees or something tomorrow.
Wow.
It's insane.
Well, let's talk about what your expertise is. Now, you're not the weatherman. We have a guy for that. But let's talk a little bit about renewals. I know that was something that, Fred and I, we talk about the chamber plan and how many people from the Humble and Fred world have signed up for it. And there's always interest. But maybe you can explain why renewals are so important and how the chamber plan distinguishes itself when it comes to renewing policy.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because we're going through a little bit of a higher renewal than maybe the last 10 to 15 years, and it's just amazing to have people shocked to hear 7%, and which is basically our core inflation. But our worst year in 15 years is still less than the industry average this year, which is 11. So it's not so bad. The general reason for inflation is, as dentists, the dental fee guide goes up every year, and 2 years ago went up over 8%. So that spike has sort of caught up to us with claims and so on and so forth. So, physio, chiro, massage, all those practitioners up their rates annually. Drug costs are not going down. There was a bit of a pressure, even though we're a nonprofit, we're going up 7% to sort of maintain the pool. But what's a lot different is how these insurers calculate the renewal. So the chamber is a nonprofit. Essentially, the renewals, if you're a 1 to 9 and you chose to be fully pooled, you're just going to see that inflationary number each year. And for the last 10 years in Ontario, that's been on average less than 4%. Mm-hmm. And it's very calm. Your claims don't go into the factors. So, and those that chose to be partially pooled, which is typically 3 to larger firms, say up to 100 lives or 100 employees in the real world, those firms basically go into these formulas that the insurers will use. So they'll collect things like reserves. They call them IBNR, which is incurred but not reported. They'll sometimes charge a large amount pooling charge if you have unlimited drugs, for example, and that could be up to 10%. The reserves could be up to 8%. And then they do something called TLRs, target loss ratio. So the target loss ratio is basically how much you can claim as a percentage of the premium that you pay. And where this varies quite a bit is, first of all, the chamber doesn't collect reserves or large amount pooling charges. We're competitive on the target loss ratio, but we also use something called partial pooling. So if your firm happened to claim higher than expected loss ratio, so higher than the target, as they would call it, the chamber basically doesn't hit your firm for the full amount. Same thing happens if you have a surplus. We save some of the surplus. That's how the pool works. But essentially, it allows firms to have stable renewals on a long-term basis. You know, I had a laugh. We've had a few firms, you know, get substantially lower quotes this year. And it happens all the time. Carriers will provide a low quote, but the clients hadn't even got their claims experience yet. So they went to the market without even showing their claims experience, which is, you know, the advisors that do that, it's a little bit unethical because you're supposed to provide it to the insurer. And the insurers kind of look the other way because it's like, okay, we'll take this business. But, you know, it's not going to be to their benefit. They might save money for a year, then their plan's going to blow up. And if they were taking advantage of the partial pooling, so that shock absorber was helping them now, if they come back, we're going to look at what their actual claims are. So they're going to end up paying more. So over the 2 years, yes, they'd save in the first year. They're going to pay a lot more in the second year. They're actually not going to save any money, and they're going to go through that hassle of re-enrolling their employees each year. And all that entails and the problems that go with those sort of things. So
another key thing with the chamber plan is, you know, holding the line on renewals and percentage wise and cost of living, whatever that is, inflation. The product doesn't suffer.
Right.
In fact, you're always offering innovative new ideas and product.
Yeah. And a big part of being, the one thing we rarely ever talk about is the fact that it's actually an affinity program for members of local chambers and boards of trade. Mm-hmm. So it's really important for these business organizations to support small business and mid-sized business enterprises because there's not enough resources in the marketplace. So we have a Step Care mental health program. Mm-hmm. There's a business assistance program and all kinds of additional things that are included with the plan at no additional charge. And they probably wouldn't be there at no charge if this wasn't an affinity program for local chambers and boards.
Well, and something you said just a second ago about other, you know, other firms offering, you know, lower renewals. And we've had this conversation for sure over the years, you and I and Fred, about how, yeah, it might seem shiny and new in year one. And then in year two, it goes up. And over the course of those 2 years, it turns out not to save you money. And you have to go through the hassle of doing it again. But the bottom line from what it seems, what we're hearing you say is, you know, in an industry where renewals are going to be higher this year, our renewals aren't going to be as high as the industry. And, you know, the stability continues, as Fred said, offering innovative packages for people.
Yeah, we've been spoiled. I mean, we've had, you know, over the last 5 years, particularly through COVID, I mean, the plan returned refunded premiums on health and dental to help small businesses. They had renewals through the pandemic of under 4% in Ontario. We were 2% and 3%. And, you know, you sort of start to expect that it's always going to be that. But, you know, the costs in the claims world, the costs have gone up. And you know, some people who have larger loss ratios, so they've lost more, they've claimed more towards their percentage of premium, have seen more significant increases than, say, the core inflation. Because of the partial pooling is protecting them, they're still going to have to pay the piper if they had had claimed like 50% more than they paid in premium. They're going to pay some of that deficit. So now, had they been in the marketplace, that renewal might be 30 or 40% more. And, you know, let's face it, the economy is a little tough. So some businesses are saying, I'm going to take the 1 year savings and I'll deal with it in a year. So, you know, we've seen a bit of that too. And it's just kind of the nature of the industry. But, you know, you got to be careful what's out there. There's a lot of false promises. There's some people out there. There's an advisor in Streetsville that claims to be fully pooled, and basically he has a block of business, and if you claim too much, he moves you out of his block. But it's not really a pool. It's just
right.
You know, and
it's,
then,
a, it's not
know,
really a pool. It's a waiting pool.
Yeah, and I mean there's other larger providers that say the same sort of thing, but they only pool the life and disability benefit, which everybody pools.
Right.
They don't pool the health and dental. Or if they pool it, they pool it until your claims are bad, and then they say, okay, we're taking you out of the pool.
You get out of the pool.
And then you get a 35% increase. It's not much of a pool if they could take you out of
right.
it.
So it's buyer beware too in those situations, obviously.
Well, listen, BT, it's funny, I saw your email this morning. You said you wanted to talk about renewals and how important they are. And there's so much to explore. The bottom line is the Chamber Plan continues to be the best type of insurance for small businesses like ours. From 1 to 100, go check it out at chamber.ca. Brett, good seeing you, my friend. You look well.
Good to see you guys. We'll chat again soon. And
we'll be on the golf course before you know it.
Oh, I can't wait. I've been itching to play, but I haven't been able to get south. And yeah.
Well, we'll figure it out. Thanks, Brett. Always a pleasure.
Thanks.
Okay, buddy. Take it easy.
Bye.